ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. Chapter 12, verse 7.
Teshamaham samudhartam.
Mrityu samsara sagarat.
ಭವಾಮಿ ನ ಚಿರಾತ್ ಪಾರ್ಥ. ಮಯ್ಯಾವೇಶಿತ ಚೇತಸಾ.
ಅವರ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಹಿಂದೂ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸೈನ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸೇಕ್ ಆಫ್ human upliftment, that is the ultimate goal, moksha. Our Hindu religious practices are meant to take the person to the highest purushartha, that is moksha. That moksha alone is called jivan mukti in our scriptures. Our Hindu religion based on the foundation of Vedas. If you compare Hindu religion as a big palace, bhavanam, the foundation for that big palace like Hinduism is four Vedas. Like four pillars, how they construct the building upon four pillars. Four sides they construct the foundation and put four pillars. Like that, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvanaveda. Now four pillars, in between bricks are like all other secondary scriptures. If you want to compare like that, each Purana is like a brick. The bricks and cement, how they keep in between connecting the pillars, our Puranas, Itihasas, Smriti Grandhas, any other Manusmriti, Agnivalkya Smriti, Sutrani, Vyakhyanani, there are so much literature is like bricks and cements. They are all connecting this only Veda only. So we have to imagine that all our scriptures are like a foundation. Upon that, the big palace like bhavanam, like Hinduism, Hindu religion is that outer, external. You can see the beauty of the religion. The beauty building, you cannot see the foundation. You see only the building beauty, attraction, colorful design. The foundation is the most important. The beauty of the building, the colorful building, you are enjoying because of foundation. But we don't see the foundation. We enjoy only the colorful, attractive building. Similarly, the Hindu religious practices, whatever people, wherever in the nook and corners of the world, Hindus are practicing any type of rituals, sadhanas, all are based on, designed by the Vedic or scriptural bricks, cement, and pillars. This Vedic religion designed for the human highest goal, moksha, that is Jivan Mukti. That Jivan Mukti is possible, that is the only highest, the last destination. Above that there is nothing. That alone is called as Jnana Yogaha. Jnana Yogaha. It is Jnana Lakshana Bhakti Lord Krishna coined in this 12th chapter. That highest, the last Purushartha, the goal is Jnana Yogaha, Moksha, by attaining which your pursuit, your seeking will end. There is no further I want to know. Because you get Purnatvam, satisfaction, completeness at that stage only. For that, I used to give an example. The puri, when you put in the oil, it is go on moving in the oil and making a noise also. That puri, after some time, when it bulges, purnaha, then it stops moving and it stops making noise also. Similarly, we also, in so many religious practices, moving like a puri to become full and making lot of noise also. Making lot of noise means what? Bhajans, dance, music, so many other things, pujas, mantras, chanting, lot of louder noise, lot of spending money and all, we do so many things. Until you get this Purnatvam, Jnana Yoga, this sound continues. Sound means what? Restlessness, incompleteness, insecurity. All will continue until you get this knowledge. But Lord Krishna says, example correct irukum paarungo. See that puri, when it is pachi pachiya irukum and the maavu adhu varaku adhu siddham panninde irukum. Once it is fully fried, then it is ready to eat an artha. You cannot eat maavu, that puri godum maavu you cannot eat. Pachi pachiya irundha enna saapidum mudiyum, taste e irukadhu. So it has to be totally fried, then only you eat, enjoys that taste. Adi madri, all these practices, however much you do, you never get maturity. There is something insecurity, some non-fulfillment, there is something to achieve, something to get. There is some uneasiness and unhappiness. Continue without full stop. Kama means, you know what? Kama. In English, kama you put. In still, I desire an artha. Kama you take in Sanskrit. I want. Kama when you put, further continuation is there. It indicates. I am talking two languages now. Once you put comma in the sentence, it is not completed. Incomplete sentence, you put comma. So further is there artha. Similarly, in Sanskrit, comma means what? Desire. I want. That means I am not complete. Some more I want. Either money, or name, or fame, or through my children, emotionally, I want something. Some care, some help, some love, something I want. That is called kama. So the English kama is Sanskrita kama. That continues. As long as you are not knowing that fifth rung ladder. What is the fifth rung ladder? Jnana Yoga. Kleshaha adhikataraha tesham. Lord Krishna said, Kleshodhikataras tesham. avyakta sakta chetasam. In the fifth sloka, he says, it is very difficult, Arjuna, aksharopasana, brahma jnanam, atma jnanam, that which gives jivan mukti. By which jivan mukti one can become purnaha, complete, no insecurity, no unhappiness, no ashanti, no bhayam. That is very, very difficult. For whom? Those who are having deha abhimana, kleshaha adhikataraha, because they have deha vadbihi avapyate. Because they have deha abhimana. Because of that raga, dvesha, people are not able to come to this brahma jnanam. 99% of people either worldly dependent or God dependent. They are not ready to, their minds are not ready to get this knowledge. Okay, I want to come down for those people's sake who cannot understand Brahma Vidya. The fourth ranged ladder, fourth step will come. From fifth step to fourth step will come down. Doesn't matter. See, the Veda address all types of people. Veda wants everyone to come to that highest stage. Veda is interested bringing up the entire humanity. Therefore, Veda addressing all types of people. Those who are mature enough, they can take the highest fifth step. Mature enough means what? Without first step, second step, third step, fourth step, these four types of steps, without that fifth step, how they can come in this life means they might have completed that four steps. They have already climbed four steps. Now fifth step they have come in this janma.